Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Festival. I'm really, really glad to be have here Roman Griffin Davis. Hello. And Kathy O'Neill, actor and producer of Jojo Rabbit. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, the movie is amazing, and you are more amazing than the movie, actually. And the first question is for you. How much did you know about Adolf Hitler before, and how did you get into this kind of crazy Nazi freak that you were in the film?
Well, I've always known about the Holocaust and the Nazis from basically when I was 8. My mother's always taught me.
Okay.
Taught me. So, but I never knew about the Hitler Youth. And so we watched a documentary called The Hitler Youth. And it was really fascinating and sad to see these kids that were brainwashed, and they were turned in and like manipulated into these psycho robots. Have you seen the documentary? There's also a documentary called Three Identical Strangers.
No, neither.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. But it's about. Okay, I won't run out for you. But it was creepy to see how this man messed up all of the German kids' lives, so he could use them as weapons and such. He used these 10-year-olds as weapons, which is like still hard to kind of process. I mean, they literally jumped in front of tanks towards the end of the war.
And I want to ask you also another thing, that you were really good in terms of showing your doubt, because your character at some point, well, at the very beginning, since it's not very serious on this, is because his conscience making him doubt. Mm. And you showed this very well. How did you work on this together with the director, I believe?
I remember when Tyke was saying, he was saying, I'm not really playing Hitler, I'm playing Jojo's, his disgusting and bullyish part of his mind, that silly and kind of the brainwashed side of him. And I think that was quite a hard but interesting part to do.
And was very funny, wasn't it?
It was very funny.
Oh yeah, it shows.
Yeah, he shows it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And if you watch any of the behind the scenes thing, he's just constantly taking the mic out of his character. He's just like it's kind of funny because he just takes the piss out of his character, and you're like, well, you are kind of playing that character.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, no.
A question for Kathy. How did you think to do the film like this? Because it was on paper very, very complicated and very difficult to keep the balance of it. So what was your work as a producer into the creative aspect of it, if there was?
So Taika wrote the book based on a novel, yeah. Caging Skies by Christine Lunens, which she'd spent a lot of time researching the period and the characters. And so Taika was able to just take all of that information and put his own style into it. It was the only way, he's an artist, the only way he could to make films. And he really believes that you don't just have humor, you don't just have drama in your life, you have a mixture. So sometimes in the saddest moments you can laugh, and sometimes in the funniest moments you can cry. And so that's the sort of style and tone that he likes to work in.
Because, you know, the thing was that, I mean, I was talking with other colleagues that in terms of writing, that was very, very challenging, because, you know, it could have been a disaster because it could have been too grotesque or too anti-Jew, or, you know, there were many, many potential obstacles. How did you overcome those?
Well, we had a beautiful script, and so there was a lot of heart and emotion in the script. And then when we were filming, Taika is very experimental, and so we're taking a range of different performances. And then back in the edit suite, we're testing the movie a lot with a lot of different people so that we can really get that balance right, because tone is so important.
But also, he's also Jewish, and I remember it's all factually true in the Hitler Youth and what they're saying about the in every moment he's just taking the mick out of it. So it's just, I tell you, the funniest part is that it's all true.
Which is funny as carrots.
Is that funny? That? Like that they actually believe they had horns and fangs and a tail.
Taika says that the laughs never come for free. You know. So when you're laughing, you're also feeling something and feeling the pain of what happened.
Which is absolutely true. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Roman Griffin Davis and Kathy O'Neill, producer and actor of Jojo Rabbit. Thank you very much. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.